kisses my cheek. Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a
light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh. Every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Reach one, teach one. Catch up, you took that one. I had to eat, son. Rockin' in that low tie. Yeah.
Bonjour. Tansé. Hello and welcome to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. CITR is a part of UBC, and UBC, as part of the University Endowment Lands, is the occupier of unceded, meaning never surrendered. There's no treaties, nothing. This land was never given up by the Musqueam Nation. And we broadcast locally in the Lower Mainland, all the way on FM radio, all the way out to Squamish territories, Tsleil-Waututh territories, and we even broadcast all over the world. Here on Lethal Refresh, we stand with what's right, so we stand with Palestine. Free Palestine. Today, I know Jay has some Canadian emo in store for you, but I want to play for you the new Thai Boy Digital. Jay is just coming into the studio. But I was just talking about how today you've got I saw some like Canadian emo classic Lethal Refresh vibes. I'd say Thai Boy Digital is kind of also classic Lethal Refresh vibes, but I wanted to play... Hello, let me turn your
hello
device on.
Thai Boy Digital, I hear.
True love is a miracle, this love unconditional. Thai Boy has a new side project. I don't know how new this is. Drainers don't come for me. I'm one of you.
Is DJ Billy Bool?
DJ Billy Bool. I don't know how new this is. Maybe it's quite new, but I think from my... I haven't done a deep dive into this, but I think it's just like his new side project in the same vein as Jonathan Leendoer. Because Echo also is going by another name on this album, which, let me find it, going by Sweden with like the registered R, like logo thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Echo.
Wow.
But so I think they're kind of going off on this like wave of side projects that are in Swedish, and I'm really happy about that.
That's awesome.
It's really awesome. And this album is so, what are people calling it, Eurotrance? It's just like, it makes me want to learn how to shuffle, like really bad. Okay, I'm going to play this and then we'll come back. Or not. Hello. We're not getting any audio here. I don't know what's going on, but...
Ooh, is it output?
Well, how about you entertain the audience?
Oh, I can entertain. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's Lethal Refresh. I'm Jay. I'm here. It's very sunny out today, and I'm very happy to be here. I do have to talk about a little show... that I went to last night. I'm not sure if B's going to be here today, but there was an amazing show we went to last night at the Pearl. It was Gordy Grief of Black Midi. He played for 2 hours and 45 minutes straight.
Whoa.
Without stopping.
We'll talk about it, but yeah. I think I've figured it out, so.
Oh, let's go.
Here's some Thai Boy Digital. And Blade and Eurohead. Mina känslor ändrade samman efter allt jag överkommit. Stirra döden in i ögat. Gång på gång jag kommer tillbaka. Om det är någon man nämnde jag. Jag började vinna efter mina loss. De hör min låt och de går loss. Vi är inte tillsammans. Vi är inte fyra. Vakna upp på morgonen så länge. Allt annat kommer aldrig att...
Captain Mungo Hamdahl.
Man, jag killar till alla våra låtar nu för tiden för the stream. Det är ingen giv, det är ingen giv, det är ingen giv, det är ingen giv. Alla paraflos, det gör mig dum, men jag killar till alla mina bröder käffar upp. Man, jag killar till, vi får hela världen att gå upp. Vi får hela världen att gå upp.
Endast kalla känslor kände gott, känner inte nåt. Känns som det är istid i min kropp, undrar hur du mal. Alla mina grabbar sjuka skott, inte ett öga tork. Era topp i botten av min kors, vita djupa blås. Hänger i mitt hem är som en slott, håller som en fart. Håller fucking avstånd ifrån oss, tvingas titta bort. Vinner i mitt sinne som en fars, i den så hård. Skimmer i mitt minne av något gott som var undergång. Inget tvingas lyssna på vår sång, jag kira till ett dag. Alla våra låtar du som tiden för dig. Number one DJ. Alla våra låtar nu för tiden för det street. Man, jag killar till alla våra låtar nu för tiden för the street. Det är ingen giv, det är ingen giv. Vi får hela världen att gå upp. Alla paraflos, det gör mig dum, men jag killar till alla mina bröder käffar upp. Man, jag killar till, vi får hela världen att gå upp. Vi får hela världen att gå upp.
Känns som kände gott, känner inte nåt. Känns som det är isid i min kropp, undrar hur du mått. Alla mina grabbar sjuka skott, inte ett öga tork. Eran topp i botten av min kors, vi tar i på blås.
Alla våra låtar nu för tiden för the street. Vi får hela världen att gå.
How to make an amazing scrambled egg using
hello. That was Gordon Ramsay there at the end. But shout out to DJ Billy Bull.
DJ Billy Bull, greatest DJ in the whole world.
I liked that a lot. They were hitting moves during that song.
Oh, the music video is amazing.
Yeah, go watch the music video for I don't know how to say this. Blomstertid.
Blomstertid? Blomstertid or something like that.
Yeah.
Blomstertid.
But go hit that up, though.
It's so good. It's like there's like runes and stuff, blades and like this fur cape. And then they're like shuffling. Is that the word?
Yeah, I think that's the word.
They're
yeah.
shuffling. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. It's a Swedish Eurotrance summer.
Damn.
Please listen to this album. This is the only track with the blade feature. The whole album, it has like that song with Echo is really, really good. I think there's multiple, but.
Yeah, I think there's a whole bunch.
I think there's, there's just one.
Oh, just one?
Just one. And then there's also one that's a lot slower with Jonathan Lindur. But Eurohead is on all of them.
Awesome.
Who is Eurohead?
I think Eurohead's one of the main drinking producers.
Mm.
I think. As far as I'm aware.
Right, he's a hardcore hardstyle producer, makes sense.
Oh, wow.
He released two solo singles on year 0001. How do you say that? I've read that a million times.
Oh yeah, that's their like label thing. We have so many tunes though. Do you mind if I?
I'm waiting for you.
Okay. Yeah, let's go. There's a new Gadfly track out called Lemonade. There's also a new Pink Panthers album called Fancy That or mixtape album. I'm not sure.
That's why she's doing that cafe thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I see.
But people. I've heard word around the block is that song of the summer is Girl Like Me by Pink Panthers.
For me,
Fancy
it's
That.
Blomstertid by
okay,
DJ
well,
Billy Bull.
We might have your mind changed. And then after that, we're going to play Are We Over It Yet by La Lune. Vancouver band, they have a new record called Everything is an Eternal Circle and It Repeats and Repeats Itself. But I'm just gonna kind of go into it, though. Hold on. I messed something up. We've got this. Okay. I think we're back. Yes, we're back.
Meow.
Meow.
We'll be right back.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. We are back. You just heard three songs. You heard Lemonade by Gadfly, A Girl Like Me by Pink Panthers, and Are We Over It Yet by La Lune. Pink Panthers has a new record out called Fancy That. Very short and sweet. La Lune also has a record out very short and sweet. Everything is an eternal circle and it repeats and repeats itself. So shout out. And yeah, how did you feel about those tracks?
Vibes. Very classic Lethal Refresh.
I think they were very classic Lethal Refresh. Yeah, as I was saying, last night, Inez and my friend Amanda and I, we went to see Gordy Greep at the Pearl. I forgot to bring earplugs, so that was my bad. So I had to like escape to the like back of the venue for like the second half because I didn't want to like lose my hearing. But it was 2 hours and 45 minutes of straight music, like no stops. I think some of the most talented musicians I've ever seen. That's why they could go for so long. It's such a high quality. And also they had a bottle of Jameson.
Amazing.
On stage that they were just passing around and sipping on.
What you gotta do, 2 hours and 45 minutes of music.
Yeah, they were just passing around a bottle of Jameson the entire show. But for some reason, it didn't seem like to affect them, even though like there was... You definitely would have been feeling the effects by then. But amazing show. Really great show. Go listen to Gritty Greep's album from last year called The New Sound if you haven't. Yeah, really amazing. It goes from like the harshest thing you can ever hear to like him doing like a Broadway like show tune basically to like salsa. Like immediately after, he had a percussionist, like just a guy with like auxiliary percussion on top of the drummer, who had like he had like a whole like little thing set up, and he had like a shaker, and he had like it was great. I think he had like all these little aux things, and it was amazing. So
it's cool when people are so deep into music, you like. Get to that level where you know what every single little thing will do and how that'll change every little thing to such a like masterful way where you can just, I don't know. That's how I feel about art, like with me making it and like how long it took. I'm like no like professional artist or anything like that, but I feel like over the years you like get that ability to anything you pick up or any little movement you can predict, you know what it'll do. So when I see things like that where they have so much stuff hooked up and such a crazy setup, it's like, they know. It's like the whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah, it feels like
do. It's so cool.
Yeah, it feels like an extension of like their bodies, like their instruments basically. And they had lots of stuff too. Gordy had like three different guitars, there were like two different basses. Whoa. There were like a bunch of different keyboards and like a clav, I think. It was pretty wild. I was tired by the end of it, and that was from like standing there. So I could imagine how tired they were. But it was the last show on their tour, so I didn't know that until the end. So I guess that kind of makes sense as to why they went all out this time. But I mean, I think they do that every night anyways. So pretty huge. But we've got more music on the way, though. We've got more music to come. And in particular, we've got Call It Easy by Racing Mount Pleasant. And no, they're not from Mount Pleasant. I think they're from the East Coast of the U.S. But Call It Easy by Racing Mount Pleasant. There's a new Men I Trust album out. It's like their second album in like a month.
I was like, whoa, I thought that was a little bit ago.
Yeah. They dropped another one called In My Years. So we're going to hear that off. I think the album is called Equus Cabalus. I know that's Latin for something. And then we're going to hear In a Rain by DJ Elmo. Yeah. So enjoy these. I'm going to play a quick ad or two before. But enjoy. See you on the other side. Meow. That was terrible. Sorry. Can you do a better? There we go.
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there. Hello. Take a moment to ease your mind. I'm glad you're here. Have you been to that sacred place within? That place that sound can create? Let's go there together. A place with the freshest beats. Gamelan tones of Indonesia. The many sounds of Brazil. The possibilities are infinite. All available on Mixotroph, the best in world music, every other Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Join me, Nolzy, for exclusive interviews with local musicians and musical explorations. Tune in!
Call it easy, call it quits. Bitch.
Hello.
That was a really good track.
Yeah, that was a fun footwork track. Those are three songs there. That was Call It Easy by Racing Mount Pleasant, In My Ears by Men I Trust, and In a Rain by DJ Elmo off Battle Zone, new record.
Where are they from?
Shout out. Hold on. So I think, from what I'm aware, DJ Elmo is from Detroit. But I'm going to check, make sure that I'm right. Because I'm trying to learn more about this genre of music called footwork. Oh, no, Chicago. Sorry. I don't know why I said Detroit.
How's it spelled? Just like regular footwork?
Yeah, like footwork. But like both words are together. But footwork is really cool. It's a Chicago style of music, but I think it's moved around that area, like Detroit.
Also
and stuff.
Called juke.
Yeah, juke. And then there's like ghetto tech, which is like kind of associated. But from what I'm aware, it comes from like a lot of like 90s like bangers, basically like club hits.
Yeah, I'm seeing stuff about 160 BPM.
Yeah. Like from like 90s club hits, and then they would just kind of do these mixes with them with these like kicks and snares that I don't know. I really like the sound of them. They have a very particular sound. Sometimes you hear them in like Machine Girl tracks or like old Machine Girl tracks. You hear like the click, like the clicks. They kind of use it as a snare, but yeah, footwork's really cool. And DJ Elmo is like one of the original creators, from what I understand. So, a lot to learn there. We've got more songs though, because we don't have that much time left. So I do want to get to at least two more here. So we're going to play. What are we gonna play? We're gonna play.
Donald Trump said that his next truth will be one of the most important and impactful he's ever issued. Enjoy!
Oh, enjoy.
Enjoy.
Shout out.
Enjoy.
I'll talk about these after. Goodbye.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town. But don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
Dear friends, allies, and advocates, between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CC, and FC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown east side. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution that saves lives. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Callicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. For the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to drugusereliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca, dulf.ca.
figure out. Oh, hello. Hello, hello. That last song there was Bible for the Wicked by TJ Felix off the record Music for Suspects, Antisocialites, and Pseudo-Sapiens, a.k.a. the self-titled album.
Many pseudo-sapiens walk among us.
Many pseudo-sapiens. But one who is not a pseudo-sapien is coming up next.
I think we've got to say goodbye.
Yeah, we do have to say goodbye. That's kind of what I mean. We've got Parts Unknown.
Yes.
Parts Unknown coming up next. Shout out Chris. Shout out Chris.
Rather terrific.
He's up next.
Again, you won't find those parts, but you will find those tunes.
Well, enjoy, and we'll see you in a week's time. Goodbye.